Hey, something a bit different this week. We will be back at it next week with a regular chapter as we are all caught up with the original schedule. But I figured I'd give you guys something fresh today. Enjoy. Consider a 0.5 molar solution of hydrochloric acid. When this solution is mixed with a 0.5 molar solution of sodium hydroxide in equal volumes, a neutralization reaction occurs, forming water and sodium chloride, or table salt. Calculate the pH of the resulting solution. Assume complete neutralization and that the final volume is the sum of the initial volumes of the acid and base solutions. Brandon stared at the homework sheet like it was written in a foreign language as the hologram clock on his desk faded to 4:35. He tapped his pencil on the page, hoping the answer would write itself. Brandon? Voice of his mother filled his mind. He rolled his eyes. You haven't taken out the trash. It's been 3 hours since I told you. Just don't forget. Brandon jolted up on his desk chair, shooting a look at his hologram clock. Oh no, he said, stuffing the homework paper into his backpack and zipping it. He slipped his shoes on and rounded the corner out of his room into the kitchen, where he hurriedly changed the trash liner and headed out the door. Where are you going? His mom's voice rang into his head once more. Brandon turned on his heels right back to the front door, trash bag still in hand. He leaned in the front door and caught sight of his mom working on her computer in the living room. I'm going to the zoo, he said audibly. I told Caden I'd be there at 4. I got carried away with homework. His mom smiled. All right, be careful. Don't be out too late. If you pass your sister on the way out, let her know I have to talk to her. Brandon nodded and closed the door, running toward the garage where the bicycle sat, nearly begging to be used. The X86, the newest, hottest model, and the envy of all. A few years ago. Nowadays, most kids were riding the X88, or if you were really rich, you rode the X90. Into the bin went the trash pack, and he saddled his bike, ready to take on the world. Love you. His mom's voice rang through his head again as he pulled out of the driveway. Love you too, he screamed back. And the race was on. 10 minutes of riding through side streets and suburbs, because the fastest route on the main roads was off limits. And Brandon parked and locked his bike right outside the employee entrance. He felt excited as he straightened out his name badge and hat and punched in the code to get in. Right inside the door sat the mail that had been delivered an hour ago, waiting to be distributed. He picked it up and got to work, saying hello to the office staff as he delivered their mail.
Got held up at school today, Brandon? Said Barb, the secretary.
No, just lost track of time doing homework.
Hey, there he is, said Herman the janitor.
Herman, your letter came in today. Brandon handed a letter to a very confused older man in a jumpsuit.
My letter?
Herman grabbed the letter and inspected it. Brandon nodded. You know, he said, leaning in.
From Annette?
He whispered. Herman jumped, his confused expression now replaced with shock and excitement. Brandon continued his rounds.
I told you she'd write back.
3 more stops, and he finished with Caden's mail. 4 business-sized letters slipped into Caden's mailbox as Brandon knocked on his office door. Brandon waited patiently for an answer. Barb's heels clicked as she walked toward the break room.
Brandon, I don't think he's in there. He said something about the snakes needing something. I don't know what he said, though. You know he says stuff when he's walking out.
Brandon nodded. Oh, okay. I'll just head down there.
Thanks, Barb.
You got it. If you're the last out tonight, don't forget to lock up. Barb smiled as she disappeared into the break room.
Ooh, Brandon! What's in the bag?
One of the monkeys said as Brandon passed the monkey exhibit. The other monkeys looked up, running over to the window.
Hey, it's Brandon! Brandon!
Every monkey jumped up, trying to get his attention. some of them swinging on the tree branches out of excitement. "I can't talk today, guys. I'm meeting Caden in the snake den."
"He's meeting the snakes today?" one monkey said.
"I thought he already met the snakes,"
another monkey added.
"He said he's meeting Caden with the snakes," a monkey corrected.
"I knew that,"
another monkey protested.
"Bye, Brandon,"
a final monkey said as Brandon walked out of their sight. The rest began screaming their goodbyes as well.
"Good afternoon, Brandon,"
the wise old elephant said as Brandon passed by his exhibit window.
"Good afternoon, Pugsley. Did Caden come this way?"
"He did. Earlier today, the sun was much more toward the top of the sky than it is now. He was speaking some gibberish to himself like he always does, and walking fast."
"Gotta catch up with him then. Have a good day, Pugsley."
"You as well."
The elephant grabbed some straw from a hay bale with its snout as Brandon walked out of sight.
"It's not true. You lie,"
one of the snakes said to another. In the herpetarium, where the snakes were kept with their eggs, two mothers were arguing about some insignificant fact again.
"Just ask Brandon. He will tell you I'm right,"
the other said.
"You lie."
"Have either of you seen Caden? I thought he would be here."
"Just missed him,"
one of the snakes said. "Do you know where he was going?"
"He walked in speaking gibberish and walked out the same way."
The snake that started the first sentence raised its head in offense.
"Don't interrupt me, you subadult. You insinuate that I'm younger than you. I'm your senior."
Brandon walked out as they continued bickering.
"No!"
Brandon heard from a distance. His heart began pounding, and he sprinted in the direction of the scream.
"Whoa!"
The screaming became louder as he got closer to the planetarium. What animal would be in the planetarium? He opened the door and found Caden squatting in the corner with a dog looking terrified and a girl about Brandon's age squatting next to him. The black dog caught sight of Brandon and whimpered out,
"Help! Help me! He's trying to kill me!"
Caden swiveled around and adjusted his glasses. Caden was a fit man, with black hair in his mid-40s. He wore a lab coat everywhere he went, no matter if he was doing lab work or not. He looked perplexed, and catching sight of Brandon, relief washed over his face.
"Oh, thank goodness. What are you doing?"
Brandon asked. Caden nodded toward the dog, looking annoyed.
"Trying to cut his nails. This guy's got the toughest nails I've ever seen. My clippers have been bending."
"Please help! He's trying to kill me, and Annie is just letting it happen!"
"He's not trying to kill you,"
Brandon said. The dog's ears perked up, and it stopped whining for a moment out of shock.
What did you just say?"
"I said he's not trying to kill you. He's clipping your nails. And he's really good at it, I might add. He's not going to hurt you."
The dog's eyes moved from Brandon's eyes to Caden's hand, which held clippers, and back at Brandon.
"You're sure he's not trying to kill me?"
"Yes, I'm sure. Trust me. He takes care of all the animals here. He hasn't killed a single one."
The dog's eyes tracked the girl, who looked between Brandon and the dog. She turned to Brandon.
"You're actually talking to him?"
Brandon nodded.
"And he's talking back?"
Brandon nodded again. Caden stood, wiping off his hands and putting the clippers into his pocket.
"Annie, meet Brandon. He's my assistant I was telling you about."
Caden turned to Brandon. "Brandon, meet Annie. She just moved here last week and wanted a job at the zoo for some out-of-this-world reason." "You'll never believe this." He gestured to Annie, and she nodded her head, looking slightly awkward.
"I just like the zoo."
Brandon nodded again and stuck out his hand. Annie shook it.
She was a brown-haired girl with lots of freckles and a shy smile. She wore the same uniform shirt and tan shorts that Brandon did, and her name tag said Annie M. Brandon wasn't extraordinarily tall, and Annie wasn't extraordinarily short, so they nearly met eye to eye. "Brandon is a telepath." Brandon shook his head, raising a hand.
"You gotta stop telling people that. They think I can read their minds. No one in my family can do that."
Caden shook his head, chuckling slightly. "Right, I forgot. Annie, Brandon has a variant of telekinesis that he got from his mother."
"Closer. My mom's variant is a bit different than mine, but I can talk to animals and understand what they're saying."
Annie's eyes filled with wonder for a brief moment.
"That's cool," she said.
Brandon nodded once again, trying to hide the smile from his face. "Well, I'll leave it to you to show her the rest of the ropes. I have to finish up on some paperwork and teach Herman how to reprogram the cleaning bots. He's been getting pretty frustrated with them and their rigid programming. Call out if you need anything." And he left. Just like that. Brandon and Annie stared at each other for a moment before Brandon made the first move.
"How about I show you around the place?"
"Sounds good to me." And that's it. This is a one-shot filler story, just to stretch my legs metaphorically in my writing. It's been a while since I've written anything new and recorded it, so it was a breath of fresh air for me. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you really liked it a lot, I've got a link for a Google Forms that you can give me your opinion on it and what you'd like to see in the future. I'm always open to new ideas and trying new things with the story. There's a couple other things you can do on the Google Forms, like telling me if you like a certain character or giving me ideas for a superpower or whatnot. But yeah, just check it out. The link's in the description. Have a great week, guys, and I'll see you next week for Chapter 24, Midnight Visit.